VMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome. You're listening to eBay Radio, where growing your business on eBay is our life. It's time to open phones. So give us a call right now at 888-RADIO-30. That's toll free, 888-723-4630. We love to talk. It's hard to stop us. Lines are open. Here is your host, Griff.
This open phone segment is brought to you by Terapeak eBay Market Research to increase your online sales. Call us at 888-723-4630. We'll take your call. We'll talk. We'll hopefully make you happy.
Now we go to El Segundo, California for our shipping report with Eric Nash, brought to you by Stamps.com. Postage from your PC. Eric.
Hey, Lee and Griff. Well, for today's shipping tip, I'm going to piggyback here on what Kat just talked about. And I wanted to discuss, what a seller can do if they've got a delay in shipping with the U.S. Postal Service. And when I say delay, I'm referring to a carrier delay, obviously. Sellers have done their part and they've shipped their package right away using the USPS. But now their package has somehow gotten stuck in the system, unfortunately, and their buyer is anxiously waiting for that package. So when a package gets lost, there's three steps you should follow. And the first thing to do is to obviously communicate with your buyer. As soon as you realize there's a problem, this kind of follows exactly what Kat was just referring to. Even though the delay is not really your issue, unfortunately, buyers are going to feel that any type of delay in the package is really the seller's problem. So they're going to be upset, and the whole experience could lead to negative feedback. But by being proactive and providing the tracking number, ship date, and following some basic customer service principles, your buyer should really appreciate your efforts, and hopefully will focus their frustration along with you at the USPS. So providing visibility into the process of what you're doing, allowing them to kind of see all the hard work you're doing, and contacting the USPS for them, will hopefully help eliminate some of their frustration with you as a buyer or as a seller. The second important thing to do is to contact USPS customer support at 1-800-ASK-USPS, and you can find that number on the USPS.com website. You're going to be providing the tracking number to the support rep, and basically they've got a little bit more details of what they can see of where the packages have been traveling through. So using package scans and seeing the different shipping hubs that they're going through. Sometimes they have the ability to kind of locate a package right away. Other times it takes them some time to research, but certainly a good first step, or I should say second step. The third step, and this really can be done along with step number two, is to contact your local postmaster. Let them know that a package you sent from their post office has not made it to its destination, and basically you need help finding it. Even though you've already contacted the USPS support team, it's always good to get more eyeballs on a lost package. Kind of remember the saying, the squeaky wheel gets the grease. And having a postmaster make an inquiry internally with the USPS usually carries a lot more weight than just having a customer call USPS support as a typical customer. So we suggest you do all three of those things, and hopefully you can track down your package. Typically, packages just kind of get lost or stuck off of a truck or something, or someplace they've got to be found. And one last tip, Lee and Griff, I would suggest to all sellers is to make sure you watch your delivery dates on your shipping reports. That way you can kind of tell when the package look at all the packages that you've shipped and see if they've been delivered yet. And if you see some packages that are taking a little longer than they should, and the appropriate time has already passed, be proactive and possibly contact the seller and say, hey, I'm noticing this package hasn't been delivered, and I'm going to start researching and tracking it down for you and trying to help out as much as possible. So that's all. That's my shipping tip for today. I'm going to send it back to you, and have a great day.
Eric, don't go away yet. I want to ask you and Griff a question.
Yes,
I'm ready. So during this awful time they're having back east with all these storms and everything, and if these people, if you have sent it to somebody who's obviously in a storm situation, should we go through these steps anyway and track it and call the USPS and stuff, or what?
In terms of tracking, my best suggestion would be is, you know, maybe shooting them an email a day possibly later and just saying, hey, it looks like there's been problems. You know, because oftentimes USPS, they are built to go through big storms, but clearly not a huge storm like we're facing back east. So their existing infrastructure can handle some weather, but certainly not, you know, all kinds of bad weather. I certainly think it's always a good, customer service practice to kind of let them know and say, hey, just FYI, there's some problems in delivery, due to weather. And you can always, the USPS has a service alert on their site, and it will usually show affected zip codes in terms of what zip codes are having delays or what post offices or BCMs that are having problems. So that would be my suggestion. I don't know, hopefully Griff will agree with me, but I'd love to hear Griff's input too.
I agree with you.
Thank you. Griff agrees with you.
I agree with you.
Go out into the world feeling proud, Eric.
Yes, well, I will.
Or afraid, either one.
Thank you, Eric.
Have a great day.
Have yourself a good day. Bye-bye.
Always good to talk to Eric.
Yes, it definitely is. So the group chat is back up again.
Oh, is it?
So we're happy campers, yes. eBay fixed it. And, you know, it's easy to get to the eBay Radio chat board. Just go to ebayradio.com, click Listen Live, then click Group Chat on the eBay Radio player. In fact, it's the player you're listening to us on right now. You just click on Group Chat. That'll take you through community sign-in directly to the eBay Radio group page. And if you scroll down below the Listen Live and Archives on Demand buttons, the chat board is the top discussion post. It has the words today, exclamation point, chat board, and today's date right in the title. And I notice people are gathering in there right now.
It's the gathering.
Even as we speak in there right now, Griff.
Right. So when I got a question, I just want to make it verified. So when the eBay radio party happens, when you say third week, that's the week of the 16th, right?
Yes.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
Yeah, yeah. And we'll... You know, we'll know a little more about that over the next couple of weeks. We'll let you know more about that.
Absolutely.
It's usually always the third week.
It usually is.
Okay, and they keep that open for us. Caesars does, so we know we're cool with it. So I want to tell everybody how to find the secret word.
Yes, that would be important.
Okay.
Yeah.
The secret word is in Griff's newsletter.
It is.
And to find the newsletter with the secret word, you click the group chat link on the player you're listening to us in, sign in through community, even if you've already signed into eBay, then scroll down past those Listen Live and big Archives on Demand button, and you'll find the second discussion post. The first
the
one is
second.
The chat.
Yeah. Yes.
The second discussion post has the word newsletter in its title, written very big.
Newsletter.
There you'll find today's secret word. You'll also find instructions in the newsletter for how to subscribe to the newsletter and receive it twice a week in your inbox. So when you hear that duck quack, you know that we are taking the first caller who knows the secret word. And you win what, Griff, today?
You win a bag.
Yes, you do.
It's a very nice bag.
It is.
It's the same bag that we've been giving away for, it seems like, 20 years now.
Well, you've had a lot of them.
Well, there's a big box of these bags, so we got to get through them.
Yeah. Let's win those bags, people.
That and the fact that I don't have any budget to buy any other stuff right now.
It's
so we're
a
gonna have to...
really nice bag, though.
Yeah, it would be perfect for trekking through the snow. You could carry your other pair of shoes in that bag. They might still get wet, though, because it's a beach bag.
Could be.
It's mesh.
Exactly. So, Griff, what's going on in your life?
Let's see. What's going
on
in my life?
So, Howie just got... Is he in the middle of a play, or did he just get through with the play? Or
hold on a minute. He's... I don't know what his role in was this one. I think it's like the assistant to the assistant to the producer. It's a Candor and Ebb play called Curtains.
Okay.
It was fun. I went to see it. It's like a musical whodunit set in 1959. So it's got like period piece stuff. And, you know, I mean, I just sit there. I'm dazzled by anything. They could like raise the curtain and lower it and raise it and lower it. And I'd clap. Because I'm just I marvel at anything that works.
Whatever works for you, sweetheart.
That's right. It's part of growing old.
You know, you have to look at this. We're going to be sending you over something later today.
You are.
But you know how we got that note from you saying that some of the people at eBay weren't too happy with the way we were using the logo? We went and we changed everything to the new logo. Everything looks sleek.
Oh.
So, like, if you look at the eBay radio player, for instance, you'll notice that we have the new logo up there. It looks very sleek, very nice. The website has all been taken care of. And the last thing is going to be iTunes, the iTunes store. So I have to go into it this afternoon or tomorrow and approve the new logo to be in there. So we'll have everything we need. So you can now listen to eBay Radio, you know, in a lot of different ways. We have free mobile apps for both Apple and Android devices now. And to download the eBay mobile app for the iPhone and iPad, go to Apple App Store and search for keywords eBay Radio. Droid users go to the Google Play Store and search for eBay Radio, all one word. And you can listen to it on the go wherever you are. Just punch it up in your car, wherever you sitting in the doctor's office, whatever, like Griff did to me one time.
What?
Yes, you went to you told me I had to do part of the show alone because you had a doctor's appointment, and then you ended up listening to what I was saying about you in the waiting room at the doctor's office.
Oh, yes, I was.
Remember
you're right.
That?
Yeah.
Can't get away
I'm
from
sneaky
it.
That way. You never
are.
Know where I'm going to be, Lee. I could be over here, and then I could be over there.
I know.
Sneaky
scary,
me.
Is that?
It is. Well, at least you know that. This open phone segment was brought to you by Terapeak, eBay Market Research to increase your online sales. 888-723-4630. Call us. You're talking on eBay Radio.
I haven't been in a thrift shop in ages. How great is this teddy bear?
That's really cute. And you know, plush animals usually do really well in my eBay store.
I didn't know you sell on eBay.
I sure do. I find lots of great things to resell at secondhand stores. You'd be surprised at how valuable some of these items are.
Well, how do you know what to sell?
I use my Terapeak mobile app. I just search for a few keywords and Terapeak finds matching eBay sales. I can look up the value for just about anything in the store, and I can even check which items are most likely to sell on eBay.
That's so clever. How did you hear about Terapeak?
I went to Terapeak.com and signed up for a 7-day free trial. It's easy to get started, and they offer free training content.
Smart sellers use Terapeak, the leading eBay research solution. Sign up for your free trial today at Terapeak.com. That's Terapeak.com.
Arbit on Fusion team got together to find a solution for eBay sellers that would give them a great new product sourcing channel and help their business grow.
We could babysit their kids while they list.
What about cleaning out their garage?
We could have special sales each week offering inexpensive boxes full of mostly name brand items to sell on eBay.
That's good, but it's still not enough.
Each of these boxes could have an estimated retail value of $300 to $500.
That's good, but...
And we could offer $15 shipping and handling anywhere in the continental USA.
Bingo. Okay, let's take it to the boss.
The boss said yes to Bid on Fusion's weekly national box sale events. Go to BidOnFusion.com. Register for free. If you bid on a box of goods to sell on eBay and you win the bid, Bid on Fusion delivers the box to your doorstep for just $15 shipping and handling anywhere in the continental USA. Bid on Fusion's weekly national box sales, created with the eBay seller in mind. Register now at BidOnFusion.com.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community, number 288.
Accurately describing item condition is important to selling on eBay. Gladys Ramos is known on eBay as top-rated seller antiques underscore R underscore great. She explains why condition is so important.
The first thing that they see is item condition before they even see your description. The second reason is to help buyers make informed buying decisions. The third reason is if you take the time to thoroughly fill out the item condition, it helps buyers feel more confident in what they're buying and what they're getting. It's important for sellers to take a long, hard look at how they're describing the condition of their item to avoid item not as described cases.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Well, Welcome to another eBay Radio open phone segment. Call us at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-RADIO-30 or 888-723-4630. Our lines are open. Here's Griff.
And this open phone segment is brought to you by BidOnFusion, your marketplace for wholesale inventory. You know, it won't cost you a penny to give us your 2 cents worth at 888-RADIO-30. Once again, that toll-free number is 888-723-4630.
Or you can press the Contact Us button on the bottom of your eBay radio player, and you can submit it by email to us. And we got one of those from Doug. Doug said, sold a person two ceramic plates. Was messaged by the buyer that one plate was broken upon arrival.
Mm-hmm.
I refunded the entire amount and asked that a picture be sent of the broken plate and package so I can claim USPS insurance. It's been 2 weeks. She's not sent me anything. No negative feedback is involved. Should I remind her again or just forget it and take the hit? It's less than $20.
Forget it. You've asked once. Don't make an issue out of it. I don't know how you pack the items, and I'm not saying you pack them poorly, but I would not spend any more time on this particular issue, except to maybe re-examine how I pack ceramic items and make sure that the next time they're packed safely, or more safely. Not that you didn't pack them safely, but you can pack them safely.
So they're
more safe. Yeah, because a buyer's not required to send you anything. They're not going to send you a photo if they didn't send it to you. Don't make them go through it. And I don't go through the hassle of, well, my stuff isn't breakable mostly, but I haven't lost, the post office hasn't lost a parcel since I've started selling shirts. So I haven't had either of those issues, but I would not, I just definitely wouldn't put the onus on the buyer. You got to do this. Will you send me this? Will you send me that? No, I wouldn't do it.
Donica from Gilbert, Arizona is on the line with us, Griff. She is known on eBay as Donica's_design. Hello, Donica. Welcome. What's your question or comment?
Well, I think I have the secret word.
Oh, you do, do you?
And what do,
I,
what is that?
Margaritomacy?
Good pronunciation.
That's pretty good. I guess you're going to get it.
Yeah.
Oh, right on.
I was trying to figure out how to pronounce it.
Now, what does it mean?
Pardon?
What does it mean?
A form of divination or something involving the examination of pearls?
Yes. I thought it meant the clutching of pearls, which I've been known to do a lot. Because I'm always clutching my pearls.
When you're wearing your little black dress.
You know, I just clutch. I think it's a gay thing. Guys say, quit, look at him, he's clutching his pearls.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, so you've won the bag, you lucky devil, you.
Oh, that's exciting.
So all you have to do, Donica, is send an email to griff@ebay.com with your address, preferably not a post office box, and I will I'll ship it right out to you when I get off the show.
Donica, what do you sell
Thank
on
you
eBay?
Well, I make things and sell it, paper crafts. Mini albums and altered art, and right now I'm working on Mother's Day cards and friendship cards.
How long have you been selling on eBay?
It's actually been a year now.
Oh, you're a newbie.
Oh, good for you. A year.
Yeah.
Has it been an exciting year?
Oh, yeah. Lots of learning. Lots of listening to your radio program.
I love that second part.
We like it a lot.
What's the best thing you learned from the show so far? You can tell us.
Well, how to make a listing to your advantage.
How to make
a good listing.
So those listing dishes really work for you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I always have something to take away, whether it's mine or someone else's.
So are we going to dish one of your listings sometime?
Oh, you have.
We have.
I'm not sure about that. Yeah.
Forgive me for forgetting.
I had my first one was some cards for St. Patrick's Day. And then I had a shipping, the global shipping thing I called about with a box and a mini album.
Oh.
So the feedback was kind of crazy.
Yes, I remember that one.
So is it DONICAS underscore design?
Designs with an S.
Oh, that's where I went wrong.
Oh, that's where you went wrong.
Okay,
see?
Okay, I'm looking it up here.
You're always going wrong somewhere.
Oh, these beautiful cards. Oh, Griff.
Oh, Griff.
You need to see these.
Okay, I'm going there now.
How cute.
All right,
so you make these, honey?
Yeah.
Oh, of course, I remember you now. See, I had you just see the...
How beautiful these are.
Yeah, they are very nice. Yes, of course.
I don't have a whole lot in there right now.
They look like the, you know, vintage... Well, they are vintage, but they're vintage style, and they really work.
Well, listen, congratulations. Use the bag in good health. You know how to get it, right? You've got to send Griff your address.
Yeah, we already told her that.
Okay.
Yep. Griff@ebay.com.
Yes.
That's it.
Okay.
Donica, thank you so much.
Thanks, Donica. I'm sorry I forgot who you were until I saw your cards, but, you know, I never see I see the merchandise, but I remember you now.
Oh, good. Thank you.
Thank you, dear. Call back anytime.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye. Use the bag in good health. So let me see what news I have here. The phones are ringing and they're being screened even as we speak.
Even as you speak.
Exactly. So we will be, oh, gee whiz. Okay, we don't have time for more calls this half hour.
Oh, there's the bell.
No, it's the end of the hour.
Oh, Jesus. Well, there's another hour.
We're coming back for one more hour, though.
This open phone segment was brought to you by BidOnFusion, your marketplace for wholesale inventory. Coming up, local networking groups for eBay sellers here on eBay Radio.
Selling is your business, but you can't sell without knowing how much items are worth and, more importantly, how much they're likely to sell for. Find out at WorthPoint.com, the largest online resource for researching the value of your art, antiques, and collectibles. There are over 200 million sales records, so you can find your item, figure out what it's worth, and price it to sell. Check it out for yourself. Visit WorthPoint.com and register for a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial. WorthPoint. Find it, value it, price it.
Never go to the post office again. That's what Stamps.com has in mind for every eBay seller. So we've created a custom program just for you. It's a double freebie. A free program for eBay sellers and a bonus 5-pound shipping scale. Shipping and handling fee required. The free program is custom designed with all the great features you've come to love with Stamps.com. Get your double freebie at Stamps.com/eBay Radio. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio.
You hear about the Bubble Fast group on Facebook? Shipping tips and tricks? There's lots of people there with great ideas for shipping.
Shipping tips and tricks on Facebook?
That's really what they call it, shipping tips and tricks. They already have over 1,000 members. Mark and Robin at Bubble Fast set it up to promote more community and shipping support for eBayers.
So people interact through their postings?
Yep, it's pretty much what the name says. Shipping tips and tricks. Folks share ideas, ask and answer questions about shipping, and add friends who might be interested. They considered calling it Thoroughly Brilliant Shipping Tips, or How to Improve Your Shipping Chops, or Ship Happens, stuff like that. But so far, they've kept the name plain and simple.
I think I'll check it out. You say I can do a Facebook search for shipping tips and tricks that gets me there?
Exactly. And remember to let your friends know. The exact address is facebook.com/shipping tips and tricks. Just another great idea from Bubble Fast. I'll see you there.
If you made a list of all you could do to succeed as an online seller, building your brand should be at the top. Mylo Design is who eBay sellers look to create a professional and effective brand. Sally Mylo will work with you to brand your business. She'll work one-on-one with you to create your logo, store pages, listing templates, and profile to help you stand out from the crowd. Sally can help your design and brand reflect your business across various media with graphics for social media, your website, printed materials, and more. Her work's not done until you say it's done. As a longtime eBay seller and certified eBay stores designer, Sally stays current on eBay features and policies. Your brand is your shopper's impression of you, so make it outstanding. Contact Sally at MyloDesign.com. That's MyloDesign.com for all your branding and design needs.